Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee to order. Our first item of business is to approve today's agenda. Does anyone have any suggested changes to the agenda? I see no one uttering changes. If not, the agenda is approved as presented. Next, the approval of meeting minutes. I'd like to ask for approval of three sets of minutes at the same time. December 1st, November 17th, executive session, and December 5th, executive session.
So moved.
Thank you. Second? Thank you, Mr. Dormshire. Thank you. All in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved as presented. Thank you. Now that we have the committee's administrative business out of the way, I'd like to give an overview of the two items before us today before turning the floor over to our friends on staff for their presentations. The committee is being asked to approve the staff reports from two public hearings held at the end of last year on proposed joint development projects, one at Capitol Heights and one at New Carrollton. Both planned developments involve replacing surface parking lots with mixed-use developments. The committee will be asked to amend the joint. In addition, the committee will be asked to amend the joint development agreement for the New Carrollton station to reflect a change in the phasing of the project and to eliminate a $2.7 million credit that Metro would have provided to the developer, thereby increasing Metro's proceeds. I'll now turn the floor over to Ms. Albert to take us through these items.
Good morning, everybody. We are presenting to you the joint development project and the result of the compact public hearing for Capitol Heights Metro Station. There are three board approvals that we're asking you to consider. The first is approval of the compact public or the compact hearing staff report. Directly related to that, to the findings of that staff report, are our request for the board to approve an amendment to the mass transit plan, which in essentially would close a 372 space park and ride surface parking lot at Capitol Heights Metro Station. And then lastly, to consider conveying Davie Street, the portion of which is owned by Metro. And we would convey that to the town of Capitol Heights. The history on the project is as follows. In April of 2014, Metro issued a solicitation for Capitol Heights Metro Station joint development, and I'll show you what site in particular we were soliciting for. And we selected Donatelli Development as our selected developer. In 2015, we brought before the board the terms of a non-binding term sheet, which the board approved. We executed that term sheet that same month. In July of 2016, we brought to the board the terms of a binding joint development agreement, which the board approved, and you also approved in July of 2016 staff's ability to, or the authorization for the compact public hearing. In October of last year, we held that public hearing, got public input, and also went ahead and executed or entered into the joint development agreement. Metro owns all of the land that is between Central Avenue, which is the horizontal road to the north of what's depicted here. So the bounds of our lot are Central Avenue, Southern Avenue, and then Davie Street, which is this sort of cup-shaped street to the south. The portion of the site that we're looking to develop was what is currently the surface parking lot. We would not look to convey or enter into any kind of agreement for the kiss and ride portion of our facilities, the metro station itself, or the bus loop, and also the traction power substation, which is on the right of the image here. So the main portion of the site, or the total development site, is really what's contained within red. We also happen to own a small out parcel, which is currently vacant land, which is to the south side of Davie Street, and so you'll see two red boxes, and that second smaller red box was also included in the joint development solicitation. The town of Capitol Heights is very favorable for this project, as is Prince George's County. And I'll just point out two other things that are good context for our discussion today, which is that Metro sold in 2015 as excess property in a parcel that currently looks like trees on the bottom left of the image, right on the corner of Southern Avenue and Davie Street. We sold that to a developer who is in the process right now of getting site plan approval by the county. DSP, or detailed site plan approval. And then and at the same time, concurrently, the town of Capitol Heights put out their parcel for development, which is shown actually in red on the very bottom of the image before you. So there is a lot of development plans in the works right now for Capitol Heights, all of which will be to the benefit of Metro. We conducted a pretty extensive public outreach process, and even before the compact public hearing, we went ahead and surveyed our parking customers, because at what is being discussed here is the removal of an entire parking lot, which is not traditionally done. So we wanted to understand what the parking customers would do if the parking lot were to be removed. We conducted this customer survey over a week-long period. We were able to reach 230 parking customers at the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, and at the end of the day, and find out what they would do, what their behavior would be if the lot were to be removed. We also held the compact public hearing in October. We had very good attendance, 65 attendees, 9 provided oral testimony, and 7 submitted written responses. We also issued a survey, both online and in person at the compact public hearing, and we received 96 survey responses. Again, very good input. The elements that were presented to the public were a proposal to close and remove the 372 parking lot. We also brought to the public some other options of what we could do if parking, if the quantity of parking was of significant concern. We looked at Davie Street and the capacity of Davie Street to add paid parking spaces. And we seen there are 44 potential parking spaces that could be added to Davie Street. The public was very much in favor of adding those spaces. We also looked at a replacement parking solution along the Central Avenue corridor, and looked specifically at Morgan Boulevard, where we could reconfigure the existing park and ride, kiss and ride, and bus loops, and add within the footprint of our existing land an additional 150 parking spaces. So between the 44 and the 150 parking spaces, we're getting close to 200 spaces to replace the existing Capitol Heights lot. But I will go into some more parking details shortly. Generally speaking, with the customer surveys and also the public commentary, a slight majority of parkers said that they would, with the parking customer survey, specifically the survey that was done to target our parking customers and understand their behavior, a majority, 55% or so, said that they would relocate to other metro stations nearby, most notably Addison Road, which is the next parking facility about a mile away up Central Avenue. A slight majority opposed generally the park and right being removed. Another 55% opposed the parking lot in favor of joint development. When you parse through the data, those who weren't parking and were walking or taking bus to Capitol Heights were in favor of the project. And a majority supported adding paid parking if there was going to be the removal of the lot, and we did not receive meaningful feedback on the Morgan Boulevard suggestion or proposal, and I think it's because, frankly, it's not directly at that community, and that's why you didn't have a strong commentary or response to that. As we evaluated the impact of removing this many spaces at Capitol Heights Metro, we decided to look at the nearby parking facilities. Addison Road is the closest, currently has 1,200 parking spaces. It used to be an end-of-line station, which is why it has so much parking capacity, but it is no longer an end-of-line station, and so it currently has about 50% of the spaces are vacant on a daily basis. And so with the vacant spaces at Addison Road alone, they could absorb the entire parking capacity and flow or displacement of Capitol Heights, and it's only a mile away. And as we said, about 55% of the existing parkers said that they would in fact go to Addison Road. But when you look along the Central Avenue and corridor itself, there is quite a bit of ample parking. Within the system itself, there's 4,800 spaces, and currently there are 1,700 vacant spaces. So even with the removal of, if people did not want to go to Addison Road, there would be other locations within the corridor that they could easily access. Suitland is 4 miles away. That's pretty significant distance. Deanwood is two miles away and has 100 vacant spaces. Chevrolet has 100 vacant spaces. And Morgan Boulevard, which currently has 36 vacant spaces, if we needed to, in the future, add parking capacity along this corridor, we could add an additional 150 spaces at Morgan Boulevard. Given that, even though a slight majority of the public who responded preferred not to remove the parking, the park and ride, we actually recommend to move forward with this joint development project because we know and have evaluated the availability of parking, first of all. Secondly, the financial impact to Metro, which is net positive. When you account for preservation of parking, folks would go to another parking lot. We would continue to get that parking revenue. We've estimated ridership. Ridership would increase and offset any losses in ridership that might occur as a result of removal of the lot. And then when you add in the real estate proceeds, all of these three components are net positive to what our existing financial position is if we were to preserve parking. And then lastly, this project is supported by the town of Capitol Heights and also Prince George's County's transit-oriented development focus. So for all those reasons, we would recommend moving ahead as is. The last component that we're seeking the board to consider is conveyance of Davie Street. As we were speaking with the town of Capitol Heights about the project and getting their input on it, they actually approached us about their interest in owning Davie Street. We think that this is positive to Metro. Davie Street is used both by the public as well as by our buses to access the bus loop, but right now it's not dedicated to Metro transit operations. So it functions as a public street. So to go ahead and convey it to the town of Capitol Heights benefits us because we would no longer have maintenance responsibilities for the street, and we would continue to be able to access the station for transit operation purposes. So with that, we're also recommending board approval to convey Davie Street. With that, I'll take any questions you may have.
Thank you. I have a couple of basic questions, and I'll ask my colleagues to pipe in. The slide suggests you're looking for board approval to amend the mass transit plan to close the 372 space lot. I'm assuming that was a central part of this proposal that the board has already seen and approved.
The board has not explicitly approved amendment to the mass transit plan.
Right.
So yes, this is the heart of the proposal. If you do not approve the amendment to the mass transit plan, joint development will not occur at Capitol Heights. It's an either or proposition.
And the element of closing was central to the proposal that we have already acted on.
Correct.
One last question, and then I'll ask colleagues. When we surveyed the parkers, 230 folks responded. Did we get a feel for where they were driving from?
Do you know that? I'll ask the project manager to answer. The catchment area is pretty great along the Central Avenue corridor. Where they're coming from?
Yeah, most are coming from the east.
Okay.
A few from south.
Right. So most of our commuters are coming from the east side of the region, from the south side of the region, and they're going to whatever access point is easiest for them, whether it be Addison Road or they're coming up Central Avenue or Southern Avenue to get here. So, I don't have a specific breakdown as to what parts of the region they're coming from.
Okay,
most are coming from within Prince George's County.
Thanks. Other questions from committee members?
It's not a question. It's a comment. I'm very excited about this development. In addition to some of the other activities that are happening around Capitol Heights, the metro, I was the hearing officer at the public hearing for this, and you know, typically, and this happens a lot, when people who chose to speak and chose to fill things out, they typically are some of the more vocal folks. But I will tell you that in speaking with the other people who did not, they were very supportive of this, as was Mayor King and their council. And I'm very excited about this this opportunity for Prince George's County and for Metro and what it represents as far as a development project that is centered around transit. It's going to have more people able to walk to. We're putting, you know, have more people who are actually going to be able to walk to this station, which I think is a positive all the way around.
That's good news. Thank you. Others? Sure.
Well, I'm a little bit, you know, this isn't my committee, but I'm a little bit surprised that we would go and do a public hearing and then decide that we don't need to take the advice of those that say preserve the parking. I'm also a little bit disturbed about the statement about how we're going to preserve parking, because we're not. We have 372 spaces that are going to be gone forever, and you know, I get a little bit concerned when we're selling off so much property. One of the things that I saw here in the funding impact on some of the handouts, this is a revenue generating proposal, and I haven't heard how much, where the impact on funding is expected to be positive. Mm-hmm. And you know, my concern is this property is there. This property, we have one shot to, if we're going to sell this, we have one shot to get the right price and get something that's going to support this operation. And I'm concerned that we expect a positive outcome on this. Is there a number?
There is.
Is there an amount of money that we're going to receive for this? And finally, you know, we've talked a lot about how Metro helps these communities, how we get great development along the right of way, and yet we're struggling financially year after year, you know, trying to get enough money to take care of operations of the things we need to do. So if we make a decision like this, I want to make sure that we are getting the best deal possible for Washington Metro, because once it's gone, it's gone.
I mean, Slowly, I think you're asking some fairly broad questions about how we're managing our assets, and one of the things I tried to do in the beginning of the discussion was actually to remind folks sitting around the table that the board has already acted, including on the terms of the deal. But your questions make perfect sense, and it's one of the things that this committee will be working with staff on, to really look at how we're looking at our assets around the system. It's just that looking backwards, when the board's acted and we've negotiated, is
so this cow's out of the barn now.
Whatever animal you want to talk
about. It's beyond.
About,
it's beyond out of the barn.
It's out of the barn.
Well beyond it.
But welcome future participation in talking about our overall strategy.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, right.
So, isn't it fair to say that the survey results were not surprising? I mean, we asked people who had parking whether they wanted to retain their parking. So, I mean, it's...
May I just say, the public input, we do consider what the public provides input on. The staff report really speaks to the folks that attended, their comments, but there's a broader context for public input as well, which is the town of Capitol Heights having this as part of their plan, Prince George's County having identified Capitol Heights as a transit-oriented development site. So there is a body of public input that we consider in addition to the very specific survey responses. The net positive of public input favors, the net of public input favors moving forward with development. So I just want to assure you that we are not dismissing public input. And we tried to parse through very specifically how we could address different components of concern. I want to talk just very quickly about parking, because this is always the tension between how we manage our assets, whether they be parking assets or real estate assets. It is first and foremost important that we preserve ridership. And so we evaluate all of our parking assets, and Addison Road in particular used to be an end-of-line station which had a huge parking capacity, which now is not used even 50% and will never get back to the full capacity it had, because it will not be an end-of-line station and it's only a mile away. So we evaluate real estate potential versus parking potential on a case-by-case basis to make sure that our ridership is preserved. And as for price, yes, the board considered the price, which is 3.88 plus other stuff, $3.9 million. They evaluated that and saw the details of that during the review of the term sheet, as well as the joint development agreement.
Ridership's always an issue, and we're not doing very well on ridership either, but to me 3.9 seems like a drop in the bucket based on some of the challenges that we're looking at right now.
How are you qualified to say what the value of the land there is? I mean, I'm just at a loss for the expertise that you may have when we have a staff that has done this. Okay, they've worked on this. This project has been going on for years, sir.
Well, my job here is to ask questions. My job is to represent the concerns of myself as a board member and of my constituency, which we all need to. And again, if we go ahead and ask the question and we're not willing to take the advice, that's bothersome. And secondly, I think it's a issue when we are looking to sell off so many assets. And yes, we have advocacy groups. We have people that have a role in this, but I'm not saying that this is a bad idea per se, but I think once these assets are gone, they're gone forever, and that we need to make sure as board members that we're getting the best deal possible for this, that we're getting long-term income or whatever else we need, and once this piece is gone, it's not coming back. We're not going out and buying more land. So I think I'm very qualified to provide my opinion.
I think respectfully, we as board members, we own board actions that have occurred, and the board has acted, I guess, three times on this deal. And again, I think the issues you're raising make sense to evaluate and ponder. And it's not as if we won't have the ability to look at our overall strategy for dealing with assets and raising these issues. So at least from my perspective, my recommendation is we respect board actions that have occurred in the past, and frankly our dealings with folks who we do business with, and the board acted, and we've worked closely with the town of Capitol Heights. So at least from my side, I think we should move on.
A couple of comments. One is to say that Montgomery has a lot more development around metro stations than Prince George's does at this point. And some of the highest ridership stations are those that have the most development about them. So certainly I would say, based on our experience, this is something that definitely benefits the system. And the second thing that I would say, I'm not on this committee now, but was for a number of years. And there was a period of time where the board sort of had a rule that we'd replace all parking one for one. And we've moved away from that. We are more into looking at parking replacement on a case-by-case basis and looking at what we would get for the parking, whether we can replace the parking other places, whether people get to the station other ways. And, you know, certainly if there's development that includes housing, you know, that certainly brings more people to the station. And I think that that is a much wiser way to deal with parking than having a hard and fast rule that we would always replace parking one for one. And in this particular case, it seems that there's been a very adequate analysis of the effect of removing those parking spaces. So I would agree that you have the right to ask those questions, but I think we've done in the past a really good analysis. Plus, we've got some really good experience with past development projects, which answer some of those questions.
If I could just comment, you know, I'm not.
Mr. Levin, we really have to.
I understand, but it's not just about parking. I'm not a parking advocate. I'm an advocate that we get something that can support us long term. And I want to make sure that when we do have these development issues, that we get the best deal we can that can help support this organization going into the future. So it's not about parking. Thanks.
At the risk of beating this to death, for the third time, the committee will take on basic policy issues relating to asset management, and you'll be able to raise those questions. But please don't put it on the backs of this development proposal. Are there any other questions or discussions? Is there a motion to accept the public hearing staff report and all actions therein?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
We'd still need the others, though, right?
We need
was that
more.
That was not inclusive.
Right.
Of the three actions, yes.
Right.
Right, but now we're talking about New Carrollton. Thanks.
Well, I'm sorry, Tony. Was that inclusive of
yes.
the three actions?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, New Carrollton. Very similar discussion, and we're at the same stage of the development process or the review of this project as we were with Capitol Heights, and I'll go through our history. Could we, what is this? Yeah, could we switch to New Carrollton? Okay. Thank you. Let's go to the next slide. Oh, I can do that. Okay. There are three actions that we are requesting the board to consider. First is that we have held a compact public hearing, and we have published and gotten all of the feedback required to issue a public compact hearing staff report and are asking the board to accept it or approve it. As a result of that staff report and this project, we would like confirmation that the board will approve an amendment to the mass transit plan. Very specifically, we're looking to reduce the number of parking spaces as well as reconfigure what is currently known as park and ride surface lot number 2. We're asking the mass transit plan to be amended such that we remove park and ride surface lot number 3. And then as part of the joint development, we're looking to expand the bus loop as well as the kiss and ride lot on the south side of the station. And I'll go through some of those details as part of this presentation. Lastly, this project has advanced in its design and concepts from the original joint development agreement, and there are some amendments that are required in order for the development to move forward. Some of them are non-material in nature, and I will present to you the ones that are material. This project, New Carrollton, has been long conceived and prioritized by Prince George's County. In fact, when you look at the Prince George's County Transit-Oriented Development Plan for New Carrollton, it identifies it really as the center or as the downtown of Prince George's County, and they very much support significant development at this location around New Carrollton. I'll give you some specifics of that shortly. In 2003, the board anticipated and wanted to promote the county's vision and approved the construction of an 1,800-space parking garage specifically to replace these two parking lots, as well as another parking lot. So there were, or there currently are still, actually, because development didn't occur, 1,200 parking spaces, which the board approved the construction of a 1,800-space garage to replace one for one, as well as augment the existing parking spaces. That garage is constructed and run by Metro today. In 2010, we put out a joint development solicitation and selected New Carrollton JV, which is a joint venture between Forest City and Urban Atlantic, with Urban Atlantic as the managing partner, to be the developer of New Carrollton. In January of 2015, the board approved staff's ability to negotiate and execute a non-binding term sheet. We executed that term sheet in February of 2015. In June of 2015, the board approved staff's ability to negotiate and execute a joint development agreement. We executed that joint development agreement in September of that same year. Just recently, in September 2016, we asked the board to approve a compact public hearing, which we held in November of 2016. So at this point, we are reviewing the results of that compact public hearing. Let me just give you some specifics and about the vision and future of New Carrollton. First of all, as many of you know, this is also going to be currently an end-of-line station for the Purple Line, but with expansion capacity of the Purple Line in the future. So this development will accommodate the Purple Line at New Carrollton. And once that happens, you're going to have four major modes of transit all occurring at New Carrollton. It's going to be really an extraordinary transit-oriented development. The MARC already has a station there, Amtrak, Metro clearly, and then Purple Line. It's going to be really quite an unusual and important transit hub. The developer envisions a million square foot mix of uses that includes apartments, condos, retail, office, and hotel. The portion of that that would be on Metro property is approximately 1.5 million square feet. And then the balance of that square footage would occur on state-owned land and some other properties. The subject of the public hearing are really our assets or properties on the south side of the station, so what we call surface lot 2 and 3, and as well as the bus loop. This is where the first phases of the New Carrollton development will occur. We also happen to own the north surface lot, which is where the Purple Line would come against. This was not subject of the public hearing, but is certainly part of this project. I had mentioned the development plan. They are on a very aggressive schedule. The developer has identified an office tenant, which is much coveted in the real estate market these days, if you're following market trends. And phase one would begin this year and would look to be completed by fall of 2018 and moved into. This also allows the developer to accelerate the delivery of a multifamily component that would accompany the office. In order to get the first phases of this development going, there are 11 phases total. We would require the removal of approximately 650 to 670 existing parking spaces. The developer has agreed to replacing or to including 100 to 150 parking spaces in their private development garage, which would be reserved for Metro commuters. As part of the JDA, and I'll talk about this a little bit more, there is the developer has agreed to replace one-for-one parking, and what we are looking at here and what you see on this development plan is the concept of relieving that one-for-one replacement parking for the first phases of development, but preserving that right for future phases of development. As we look at the existing parking capacity, both at New Carrollton and within the region total, or the area, the near area, there is ample existing vacant spaces. At New Carrollton alone, there are 1,200 vacant spaces currently with all of the existing parking assets. So as we propose to remove, 650 spaces, they could be absorbed at New Carrollton proper. But as we project to the future, as parking demand and ridership and parking-related ridership might arise or increase over time, I look to Landover, which is a mile away, has really good highway access, just like New Carrollton does, and there are currently and historically have been 1,100 vacant parking spaces at that surface lot. So within the very near proximity, there's currently 2,300 vacant spaces. And we are looking at, and with the addition of 100 to 150 parking spaces in the phase one development, we're looking at a net reduction of 500 spaces. I think there's ample parking in the system to accommodate that. And I would not advocate for our reducing the proceeds to Metro in order to build more parking at this time. We did extensive public outreach and distributed 2,400 brochures to all of the parkers in the area as well as the surrounding neighborhood. We held a public hearing in November. 11 people attended the public hearing, 3 testified. We did receive quite a few surveys, 109 survey responses. We received 83 written responses. Written responses or comments, and then we issued 4 public consumption and comment our draft staff report in December and did not receive any comments back to that staff report. This is, again, a similar situation where a slight majority of the survey responses opposed the removal of parking. The greatest opposition came from people who park in Lot 3. Lot 3 is the lot that is closest to the station entrance. When we looked at the survey responses from people who park in Lot 2, they were favorable to the removal of parking, but that's because if they were to go and park in the garages, it would be the same distance of walk. So the favorability or disfavorability is highly correlated with the proximity of parking to the Metro station. There were other concerns and objections that we feel we need to raise with the board, and so that you're aware. The general concerns were that there were not enough parking on site already. There were concerns about congestion that would be related to construction and to the development once it was done. And then some comments that the project was not appropriate for New Carrollton or the county. There were also supportive comments, which included that the surface parking is an eyesore and results in underutilization of the site, and as well as opposing to what some of the negatives were, that the project would in fact benefit New Carrollton and the county. We evaluated all of the public comments, those that were opposed and those that were for, and really tried to understand and address and analyze what the comments were. So as it related to removing parking, we went and evaluated all of the existing parking, and we know today that there is available parking at New Carrollton. So those comments that said that there's not adequate parking at New Carrollton, we looked at the numbers and we know that there is. For the comments that had to do with the project not being appropriate for New Carrollton, the county went through an extensive public outreach process that ultimately resulted in their adoption and council passage or approval of the 2004 transit-oriented development plan. So this has been vetted through the county's public outreach process, so even though the public input didn't favor, we know that the county is in favor and we know that it's been vetted publicly. I mentioned that there's adequate parking. So that is why the staff, despite a slight majority of folks not favoring the project, of those who responded to the survey, we are recommending, after we evaluated all of the comments, for the board to go ahead and approve the public staff report and our recommendation to move forward with joint development. The last item on the list is amendment to the joint development agreement. The joint development agreement includes a pretty specific delivery schedule of the phases. When the joint development agreement was signed, we anticipated that the strongest market would be multifamily residential development. We now have, and so that was what was listed as phase one, and that would begin construction in 2016. We now have an accelerated schedule for the office. We very much want to accommodate that, and so that will be moved to phase one. It was originally intended to close in 2027, and now we would look to close on the office phase, move that to phase one, and have it close on 2016. So it's a reorganization of the schedule, of the development schedule. So that's the first component of an amendment. Two, we are looking to accept 100 to 150 parking spaces in a new private garage in lieu of requiring one-for-one replacement parking in these first phases. Again, we are holding on to the one-for-one replacement for future phases, and we will consider what to do about parking in those future phases. But this is such a long-term deal. We don't want to give up on that one-for-one replacement parking, but we don't want to put a blanket policy that would eliminate that one-for-one today for future phases. Because office is being delivered first, we are able to eliminate what was called a placemaking credit. It was a financial credit of $2.7 million to really assist the developer in delivering a high-quality space. But because the office development is going to be delivered first, there was no financial credit affiliated with that, and so we're able to eliminate that. The office component itself also mandates, because the employees will mandate placemaking, the private developer will be creating that placemaking as a result of the office being accelerated. And then lastly, we are making other what we call non-material amendments to conform and clarify the JDA language so that it reflects the current status of the day. With that, I'll take any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Committee members. Mr. Dornfield.
Okay. First of all, I want to commend you for being so thoughtful about analyzing the parking dynamics. I know this has been an evolving policy discussion with WMATA. I frankly am very much in favor of being more flexible about the replacement policy, but listening to our customers is important, and I know that you know, there is a sentiment that's reflected in both of these surveys, the not in my parking space mentality, the NIPS. That being said, I do think your analysis is good. I think it's convincing to me. With regard to, I just have two questions. One is with regard to a reference you made to the purple line. And I know this affects the north side of the station area more so than the south, but have you been able to work with the state of Maryland to ensure connectivity to the station for the purple line, and are they being relieved of their requirement to replace parking?
So
that's
we are working
by the alignment.
Yeah, we are working very closely with the state of Maryland on both the design and configuration of the Purple Line and how it impacts the north surface lot. During construction of the Purple Line, there will be an impact to access to that north surface lot, but the state of Maryland has agreed to provide interim replacement facilities. So for the interim, it's handled. For the future of that north lot, we have been looking very closely together with the Purple Line and the joint development partner at how to both accommodate parking as well as preserve joint development on the north lot. We do not have a conclusive answer right now because it's a complex design, but we're working very closely and have had recent meetings with the Purple Line concessionaire, the state of Maryland, the county, Prince George's County, and ourselves and the developer to make sure that there's accommodation for parking long-term as well as for development. So it's a work in progress on the north lot, and we'd like to present that to you once we have a little bit more clarity on how that will be resolved.
And then my second question has to do with the lot that is south and east of South Lot 2. Mm-hmm. What's the long-term plan for that lot? I think that's controlled by the state of Maryland.
Yes, that lot is controlled by the state of Maryland. This is a little difficult to read, but as you can see, there is development plan for that lot. This is an ambitious plan. It's a complex site because, as you can see, there's water there. So it is a wet site. So that would be one of the last phases of development. But there is a vision to really build out that lot. And again, we would really need to look. We're trying to anticipate what parking demand is in the future. It's very difficult to do at this time, which is why we're taking a phased approach. I think if parking demand were really to surge again over the next 20 years, we would really need to carefully look not only at where we preserve it at New Carrollton, but also look at Landover as a pretty important strategic opportunity to preserve parking.
Okay, well, these two items taken together, I think, are a real testament to the progress that we're making with regard to transit-oriented development on the east side of the region. For those of you who have been in the transportation, economic development, community development business for the past 20 years, you're, of course, familiar with the report, A Region Divided. This is about time. We've had a lot of the development on the west side of the region, and to get some good quality housing, business activity, and smart land use on the east side of the region is, I think, a great testament to the perseverance of a lot of leaders and professionals. So I'm very pleased to see these two projects moving forward.
It is great progress, Mr. Augustine.
Thank you, Mr. Norris Joe. I'm very excited, obviously, about this project and the particularly the office component. I think it's also very good for WMATA that we often talk about people coming in on the system and we having empty trains going out and going the other way. This will be an opportunity, obviously, to continue to build up this end-of-line station with as an employment center, and it's just an outstanding opportunity, I think, for WMATA in that regard, actually, to start to build and make those trains that are coming out there have more riders in them. And it's been a very long time coming, and I think that, and again, it's very important that Ms. Albert pointed out, which is that the people of the state of Maryland and Prince George's County already paid for that parking lot for those 1,800 spaces, which is the reason that you have the excess that is there. We've already made that investment such that this development can occur here, and we're very much looking forward to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Sometimes a little slow, but it seems like the change in the terms of the agreement related to phasing is actually we're getting a little bit of an economic benefit from the standpoint of the credit not being required.
We are.
It took me a while.
Reduction of financial obligation. Mm-hmm. Always good.
Non-committee members?
If there's no more discussion, the last time I just said, hey, we're going to bundle all this stuff up and approve it. Jennifer's asked me to actually read what we might be approving, so I'll do that. We're being asked to approve is the public hearing staff report on proposed changes to transit facilities at the New Carrollton Metro Rail Station, approval of changes to the general plans and the adopted regional system at the New Carrollton Metro Rail Station, and approval of amendments to the joint development agreement for the New Carrollton Metro Rail Station site. Is there a motion to accept the public hearing staff report?
So moved.
Second? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. And if there's no more business for the committee, I think we're done.
All right.
It was so much fun doing the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee meeting that we're going to reconvene for a few seconds.
Apparently, I wasn't specific and clear enough about what we were moving to approve, so I'm going to try to be more specific about what we're approving. And I'm looking around to make sure that we have enough folks to actually do that. Let me read specifically what we're looking to approve. At the committee meeting held 20 minutes ago, we approved the public hearing staff report. What's on the table now, if I can get a motion to move it, is to approve changes to the general plans and the adopted regional system at the new Carrollton Metro Rail Station, and to approve amendments to the joint development agreement for the new Carrollton Metro Rail Station.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And once again,